This week on Potlatch, David Brower of Barrow discusses subsistence whale hunting. Since this program is concerned with whale hunting, we thought we'd start with the sounds of a whale song recorded by Dr. Roger Payne. Dr. Roger Payne and some whale sounds. In June, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference resolved that the United States reaffirm its commitment to defend subsistence whaling by Eskimos. In an international whaling conference to be held later that month in Australia. Meanwhile, conservationists in the lower 48 and in other parts of the world worry that Alaskan Eskimos are killing more whales each year. Some of these whales are lost and sometimes wasted. And some of these whales are bowhead whales, an endangered species. So the worries of some conservationists conflict with the worries of some Eskimos. These Eskimos worry that if they stop subsistence hunting of whales, they will lose their culture and their identity. As Etook, Charlie Edwardson Jr. put it, the issue is the survival of the whale as a species or the survival of the Inuit as a species. On this week's program, we hear from whaling captain David Brower of Barrow.
I've been hunting whales since I've been 14 years old. First started off with going out with different crews, like my uncle and my father's crew, and different whalers like the big timers like Takpuk, Pauniona, Pauyuna, and those old time whalers.
Has the whaling changed over the years? Are there better ways or more easier ways to hunt whales now?
Well, in some ways, our whaling has changed very little since I start going out with the whaling crews. We have the same type of equipment that the old whalers had. The shoulder bombs, the darting guns, and all those are similar to the ones used way back in 1910, 20s, and 30s. Most of the whales caught here are used with the same type of equipment, like throwing a darting gun right on a whale, and also with a shoulder gun, shooting the bum into the whale. There's hardly any new modern guns used around Barrow that I know of.
How long does it take you to cut a whale?
Depending on the size of the whale, a small whale, what we call a small whale, anywhere from 25 to 35 foot. It'll take about 4 to 5 hours once it's hauled up on the top of the ice. But a large whale, it takes more time because it's harder to get up on the ice with the type of equipment we use, block and tackle. And it's awful heavy. The longer, the bigger the whale, the longer it takes to cut up one on the offshore ice in the spring. But in the fall whaling, it's not so hard because we can pull the whale right onto the beach in the fall whaling.
What do you do with the various pieces of the whale? How do you store this tremendous amount of meat?
There's very little waste to what animals we catch north, because most of the muktuk meat and also the bones are put away in underground ice cellars. What meat and muktuk is not used right away, it's stored away in underground ice cellars and is kept frozen and preserved indefinitely once it's frozen. Most of the underground ice cellars are made in the permafrost in the North Country. The ground under 3 feet is frozen solid, and it stays frozen and kept cold all summer, all winter, and it keeps indefinitely whatever meat is put in the ice cellar.
Do you keep the whale all for yourself and for your family all the time, or what do you do with it?
No. The Eskimo people are noted for sharing what they catch, depending what type of animal is caught. Any animal caught in the north is shared with different families, whether it's caribou, seal, walrus, or whale. And the whales taken in the spring are divided amongst the whole village. And what is not shared is usually used during their spring festival, like Nullikatook, when they have the large gatherings from different villages come in to Barrow or Point Hope and have their spring festival of Nullikatook. And at that time, most of the meat of the whale caught by each crew is shared with the whole village during that festival.
Now, Mr. Brower, your name is a very interesting one. Have people told you that you have a namesake in the lower 48?
I have heard of my namesake, and sorry to say I have not had the pleasure of meeting him, but I've had read about him in different newspapers and have heard of him in the lower 48.
Speaking of environmentalists, many environmentalists have said that all whale hunting should be stopped. Some people from Alaska, when people find out they are Eskimo people, criticize the Eskimo people for hunting whales, saying, "Don't you people know that there is a scarcity of whales, and whales are an endangered species, and why don't you people stop hunting whales?"
In the last 10 years or so, during my whaling in the spring and in the fall, I have seen no endanger to the species of the bowhead whale. The bowhead whale we catch in the north has been, to my knowledge, not endangered from what I can see. Most of the animals caught by these people, the Eskimos, I would say have never been wasted, unless one has been struck and could not be caught due to weather conditions due to ice conditions, and sometimes we lose some of our catch. But most of the Eskimos think and know that the whales being caught by them would not endanger the species of the bowhead whale. The Eskimo themselves do not want to see the whales endangered, so they take precautions themselves in trying to regulate their hunting. Like this spring, I have heard that more whales been struck and lost, that and some other whales that have been struck and lost have been recovered. The people in the state should realize that the hunting for their subsistence and for their food replaces a lot of the food we cannot get from the state. During the winter here at Barrow, if a person come up from the state and had to buy meat locally in the stores, beef, pork, or lamb, the price has been so prohibitive in some cases. You pay $3, $4, $5 a pound for meat. And if they can catch a whale, say a 30-ton whale, that will supply the village for considerable time and save them money also.
Is it as good hunting as it was 30 years ago?
To my knowledge and to the people that have been working with me in hunting and also in game management affairs, there has been no noticeable decrease, I would say, in the amount of or number of whales passing in the spring. A lot of the whales we don't see, but what we see would indicate there's been no decrease and very little increase. It's been about the same for the last 10, 20 years. There's been no noticeable decrease in our whaling season here. In fact, last fall, during the fall whaling, there were so many whales going south that each boat out whaling in the fall encountered so many whales that they had a very hard time picking or choosing the small whale they'd like to catch. So most of the whales last fall were all large adult whales weighing anyways from 50 to 60 ton each.
How far do you have to go to catch a whale?
It depends on the season. In the spring, we have to go out on the ice anyways from 3 to 10 miles, depending on the ice conditions. And in the fall, we have to go out with open boat when there's no ice around. In the fall, we have to go anyways from 15 to 30 miles offshore or up and down the coast, locating the whales. Most of the whales last fall was caught east of Barrow off the different islands along the north coast.
How many people are there in a hunting party, say, when you go out on the spring ice?
Average crew to each captain usually have anyways from 7 to 10 men in their crew for spring whaling. And this spring we had about over 30 different crews out, which would make, say, average of 5 to 9 men in each crew. That is in the spring whaling when you go out with a skin-covered canoes for spring whaling. But in the fall, you don't need so many people in each crew because you're in an open boat with either an outboard motor or inboard motor launch, which usually comprises anywhere from 25 to 35 foot boat, and it's made seaworthy so you can brave any waves or rough weather in the fall whaling. In the spring, most of the boats are scattered up and down the ice and have their own camp. But in the fall whaling, the crews usually go together so they could help each other tow the whale in after it's caught. They're usually anyways from 3 to 7 boats working together in the fall whaling.
If some people said, look, you people in Barrow, why don't we give you free meat if you stop hunting the whales? Do you think the people in Barrow would go along with that?
I doubt very much, because the meat and blubber of the whale is mostly their type of diet, and I doubt if very many of the people would trade beef or pork for the blubber, which they need in the wintertime to build up resistance and warmth with the blubber and oil that is taken from the animals of the sea, like the seal oil and the whale blubber and the walrus that they catch. Most of that is rendered and used with all their other food that is their Eskimo diet. And a lot of the people cannot live without their blubber or seal oil.
More whaling music again. This time, Alan Hovhaness' work and God Created Great Whales, featuring the actual sounds of humpback whales. God Created Great Whales, a work by Alan Hovhaness. This is Jeff Kennedy. Thanks for listening. Potlatch was produced in the studio of KUAC. It came in part by money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.